This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Canada Pet Foods. Superior quality in every bag and can.
Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the Internet feed is to go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website, click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Well, it's a high cloudy day in the great Pacific Northwest. I think the clouds sort of moved into the room this morning, and we aren't, well, I'm not. I was going to use the collective, we are tap dancing, because we had a little computer problems this morning, but welcome to live radio. And I said, I'm not the one that's tap dancing, that would be Gary, the one that's tap dancing.
We're quite a display of his powers.
Yeah, yeah, and that voice, if you don't recognize it, Lola Michelin, Director of Education from the Northwest School of Animal Massage, is here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Willa. I'm glad you're here, because at least I have you to talk to, because Gary is like running back and forth and all over the planet here.
Yeah, he's got his dancing shoes on this morning.
So, and where is that Red Robin when one needs to wake up to do the show? And I'm so programmed after these years of, you know, listening to the Red Robin before we get started. And if y'all were tuned in to the station before we went on the air, then you would know that we were happily listening to an encore presentation of Dog Talk Radio, which actually airs live every Wednesday afternoon here at 2 o'clock on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. And the encore presentation was rolling right along, and Julie, it's Julie Forbes' show, and she had a phenomenal show this last Wednesday, because she had Dr. Michael Fox on talking about his latest book, and of course it's, you know, the crap that's in dog food, basically. And he was an awakening experience for me back in the probably late 90s. I was still on Como when his book Eating with Conscience came out. Oh, what a rude awakening that was, about factory farming and so forth. At any rate, he was live with Julie on her show Wednesday. So Lola and I were listening to the show, and as many of you may have been also, because it was a great show, lots of good information.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily what one may want to hear, but
that needs to hear.
Needs to hear. And then all of a sudden, it just like kaput,
gone.
Was gone. Dinner.
I looked at
Lola and said, gee, I don't hear anything. I think we have dead air. And you know,
quiet.
We've talked, it's been a very long time since we've had to talk about this live during the show, but when the station goes down and there's nothing, you know, it's dead air, well then there's this flashing yellow light that starts to go, and it's like a big, huge yellow caution light that spins like a police light. You know, our siren light.
I thought we were announcing the dance party or something.
Yeah,
it's kind of like disco.
Yeah, this big, huge light. And so Gary has been tap dancing ever since.
Yeah, he's putting on a one-man show here.
Because what, now I don't know, because he's not even in the room here. So we have no access, because apparently the computer has crashed. Yeah. Is that kind of your impression, Lola?
That's what I've gotten so far from
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of, from what we can, us non technical folks here, what we can figure out, the computer is like dead, which means that all of the stuff that you hear on the show, that would be like the Red Robin, and all of the recorded stuff comes out of this computer. Well, if the computer is dead,
that's that.
You can't access any of that. So that's what happened to the Red Robin. The Red Robin is stuck in technology somewhere. He's not awake yet. He's still stuck in the system somewhere. I don't know. Gary must have, because he did play our little banner intro with our music, and because he had run in the other room. And what he must have done is he had, I don't know if he pulled that off a CD or something, but he was working his magic in the other room.
Sure,
and he pulled it off from somewhere, because the closet are open here, and he's running around back and forth.
Yeah, he looks like Shiva with eight arms going at the same time over there.
And
But now, it'll all
well, if you look at him
right.
now, look at him now. He's got that. Oh, he had his, you know, chin in his arm, you know,
chin on his desk,
staring. He just picked up the phone, so that must mean we haven't figured out what to do yet.
He's calling, backup.
Calling the backup.
Powers to be.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the engineers do stay on call.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
But
usually, when
Gary's very considerate, and you know, he doesn't like. I mean, because we all, let's face it, we're fairly early on Sunday morning. Yeah, yeah.
Nobody likes that phone call.
And so he may be making that emergency phone call. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what that means, folks, is that we have no access to stuff. So we truly are live radio this morning. So that means you got me, Lola's here, and we got lots of stuff to talk about.
We do,
because of course we'll be talking about the Northwest School of Animal Massage and all of that sort of stuff. But we are going to be specifically, Lola's got a new radio show. We're going to tell you all about that. We're going to talk about on a sideline related but not massage therapy. We're going to talk about aromatherapy and essential oils and the proper use of essential oils, and I think I can get in trouble with essential oils. And then we're going to talk about some animal legislation that's going on. I hinted about it in the news last week, and the difficulty that we may be facing in being able to get raw food for our animal friends. So Lola's all up to speed on all of that. So as we progress our way through the show, we're going to be talking about that. The problem is going to happen when we need to take a break, which then, you know, sometimes I do live read commercials, and sometimes they're recorded, and then we have, you know, the music and the tips and all that sort of stuff. Well, all the recorded stuff, like I told you, is in the computer. We don't have access to any of that, and I don't actually have scripts for all of the ads that I do. Most of what I do is extemporaneous anyway. Mm-hmm. Some of the ones that I normally do reads for, I have scripts for, but others I don't. So what may happen is that it just may be seat of the pants, and we'll just talk about the products, which is a good thing, because we only advertise stuff that I use or know about and I'm familiar with and all that stuff. So
a little test of your knowledge on your products.
Yeah. Of course, you leave it up to me when it's supposed to be 30 seconds or 60 seconds, blabbermouth.
I think we won't have any problem just rambling on.
Yeah,
it'll be a Robin Williams kind of morning.
Yeah, that's
stream of consciousness.
Yeah, that's
radio.
It. So, let's see. So that kind of our plan. Now you also may be wondering why Sandy isn't chiming in, and unfortunately, if you were here last week, you know that Sandy, when, you know, earlier in this year, when Sandy fell off her roof and broke a vertebrae in her back, and, you know, she had recovered and was doing pretty well, but something happened and it got tweaked again, and she's been in bad shape with her back. And last week, she, like a trooper, she came in and tried to be here, but she was in excruciating pain. So we sent her home, and she's been following doctor's instructions, which is good. And she is improving, and she's actually improved. Now, this is improvement, folks, to the point where she can actually sit up for 15 minutes at a time.
I know her pain, and it is.
You apparently have had some back stuff too.
Yeah, and it really really humbles you.
The
simplest tasks become, you feel like you've really accomplished something.
So anyway, she is being responsible and is going to, you know, keep following directions and doing what she's supposed to do, and hopes to be back in the saddle here next Sunday, feeling good and being able to be here. Mm-hmm. So we hope that is the case. And Sandy, if you're listening, aren't you glad you're not here?
Yeah, lucky you.
And old yellow light be flashing right in your eyeballs, because it's right in front of where Sandy sits. And at any rate, we wish Sandy the best, and hope she'll be back with us next Sunday. And let's see. And we will at 10:50. We will be doing current events as usual, but we normally have a pet of the week each week from King County Animal Care and Control, Nancy McKinney. Well, Nancy, bless her heart, I mean, she's been working so hard, and I can't imagine the stress level she's been under, you know, being the interim manager of King County Animal Care and Control, with everything
especially
that's going
in the
on.
Yeah,
and we've been, you know, with our weekly reports and so forth. But anyway, the flu got Nancy. So Nancy be home with the flu. Bless her heart. We think good thoughts and for special healing for her. So Nancy will not be here, which means no new pet of the week and no pet of the week updates. because she'd be really sick. So
yeah.
So we hope she's feeling better, and then we hope to have a new Pet of the Week and a KCACC update report next Sunday.
People will just have to go down and pick out their own Pet of the Week.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a good thing.
That would
be a very good thing. As far as we know, they're still open. And then 11 o'clock, my fall and winter tip will run. No, it won't run. It won't run if the computer isn't working. Oh, well.
It's going to be a long morning.
He better, Well, now see, we'll get real creative here. See, because I could leave, since you do a radio show now, Lola.
Yeah, now I'm on the
frying
pan, right?
You might have to go to the girls' room, you know?
That's right.
So
we'll just have to cover.
I might have to leave you talking. So
I think I know like 7 verses of Kumbaya. So worst comes to worst.
well, we can just spell each other if we need to.
Old McDonald, we can...
been a long time since I've done 3 hours of live radio with no breaks, but...
So marathon kind of morning.
Yep. And we will persevere. This too shall pass.
We've got lots and lots of information, so it'll be an educational packed morning.
Well, now Gare is back in the room here.
Yeah, sitting fairly
looks like
quietly.
He's contemplating.
Too.
can you like tell us what's going on?
It's rebooting.
I saw you pick up the phone. Did you have to call like the emergency computer guy or something?
Yeah.
And did you get him?
No.
No? So you can always make the call. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get him.
Doesn't mean you're going to be on there.
Yeah.
But, he probably is in church.
That's right. Okay. Or walking his dog.
Yeah, or walking his dog.
Who knows?
Or in bed.
I know when my computer's down, I always have to just check to make sure it's plugged
in.
Well,
so you're rebooting now? Is there a chance that it'll be working after you do this?
There's a chance.
And, isn't that right? He doesn't have his microphone on, but he's pretty relaxed, don't you think?
Yeah, optimistic.
See, that's what I really like about Gary. See, when, you know what, hits the fan.
Cool.
He stays very calm, cool. Now, it might be that he's not feeling so good either today. It's like, so what a day to have all of these problems when Gary is sounding like he's got a little cold, but it's certainly gotten him up and running. Mm-hmm. All right, so what do we got to do here? Now, I have got a couple of things. Should we just keep talking away here, Gary, until you get rebooted?
Give
you a little bit? Okay. So we will just carry on. And how about we'll just skip the 9:15 and we'll just keep doing what we're doing, and then we can put 15 and 30 together at the bottom of the hour if we can. Okay? That sounds good. How do you like that radio talk? Was that cool?
Huh? I have no idea what she just said, but sounded very authoritative, so I'm feeling much more comfortable
now. Sounded real radio, didn't it? Yeah. Well, every once in a while I can fake it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. All right, what have I got here? First I've got... I want to share with you. I told Robin Alexis hosts Mystic Radios, which is live at noon on Wednesdays here on Alternative Talk, 11:50 a.m., and Encore Presentations Thursday evening, and usually after Animal World at noon on Sundays. Now, once again, it will require a working computer for that to happen. We hope it will. But Robin has got some very special meditations coming up this week. She is currently offering a free one-month subscription to her healing portal online, which is the Mary Magdalene portal, and I'll tell you what, it is extremely powerful. Really, really powerful. I just love this portal.
Yeah, I've really been enjoying her show. I'm going to have to check that out.
Well, yeah, so Lola, you don't know about this. Now, you go to robinalexis.com. And it's real simple to sign up for the free month subscription to the Reiki Healing Soul Spa, which is the Mary Magdalene portal.
Yeah.
And then you turn that on and it comes on your computer. And as long as you have it open, then you've got that healing energy coming through. But then there are she does special meditations. And Sunday evening from 7:30 to 8:30, this is every week, it's called the... I guess the computer's working.
I had to find something to test it with.
testing.
look what I found. It just happened to be the
And let me guess, there's absolutely nothing else available, right? That's the only thing on the computer.
Well, you see, Gary's the sports guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And you really want to have a football discussion today?
It's working.
Yeah? Hey.
It was just testing. There was nothing behind the test. Just happened to be the element I chose.
Well, yeah, I really wasn't going to go to that subject today, Gear. I mean, the Cougars had a little trouble yesterday.
We scored.
Well, yeah, but what was the... You got trounced.
Yeah.
I even felt bad when I saw. I said, "Oh, poor Gary," were my words when I watched. You know,
one
the
of
highlights.
Those kind of sports weekends, right? I mean, don't we have the?
Well, it was 40-something to like Lions 8, account, wasn't it?
I think 6.
And 40-something to 6. Yeah, it was like, yeah, it was really bad.
But the point is, the computer's working.
Rubbing.
Yeah! Yay! All right, the Huskies got beat too, unfortunately. But they kind of, once again, shot themselves in the foot.
It happens.
Because they were 23-24.
Well, we should break our Seahawks losing streak today, though.
Oh, really?
I think. Aren't the Detroit Lions in town?
I don't know. Gary says, yeah.
Yeah. They're awful.
The Detroit Lions are really bad?
Yeah.
It's my hometown, too, so watch it.
So you can say that, huh?
Well, I'm perpetually on the losing side. I'm a Michigan State University graduate, so I'm used to getting between the Lions and the Spartans. I'm pretty used to being on the losing side.
Did I tell you how glad I am you're here today? Did we just not just like breeze through this whole thing or what?
It was fabulous, fabulous. I'm learning as I go. It's like witnessing a... inspiration right in front of me. So.
Oh, yes. Well, the bottom line is you just tell everybody the truth.
That's right.
Oh, God. When I first started radio, because I started in the very early days of talk radio on KVI.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Fisher bought KVI, I moved to Como. Was there for 10 years, but I got in so much trouble. Because I was not a trained radio person. I just walked in off the street, sat down in front of a microphone, said, "Oh, boy, here we go." And... so I would,
and look how far you come. Now you can rattle off breaks and times, and sounds like mathematical equations over there.
Yeah. But I got in real trouble for telling the truth.
Yeah,
they called it letting the audience into the kitchen. That's the back door. Yeah, and you can't do that.
We taught them, didn't we?
So I just, when something's going on, I just share with everybody what's going on, and then I get the producers would call me and all this kind of stuff.
She can't say that.
She just did.
I did.
and then at some point it became the thing to do, which was tell the truth. Mm-hmm. Huh, what a plan.
What a concept.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. So, all right. I better finish what we were talking about when the computer started working and Gary so rudely interrupted with football music. But he's a happy camper now. Can you see that smile on his face? There was no smile there for a while. We were glad to see that. We'll do our 9:15 here shortly, but I'll finish up the meditation train of thought here.
Yes.
7:30 to 8:30 Sunday evenings is the divine right partnering meditation. Hmm. So if you are looking to attract your divine right partner, this is a good meditation to participate in. Or if, like you, Lola, you're in a relationship and have a mm-hmm. divine right partner, mm-hmm. it helps your relationship and makes it better and helps you work through stuff.
Sounds good to me.
So that's cool. Now, but the really big thing and what Robin really wanted me to ask you to participate in is that this coming Wednesday, 11/11, mm-hmm. Mary Magdalene is doing a special meditation and they're calling it the wake-up call meditation, and it will be Wednesday evening from 7:30 to 9 p.m. So it's an hour and a half meditation, and this is according to what Robin sent me, the event is so powerful that Mary Magdalene wants us to gather more people for this powerful healing from her, and that's why they're offering, one of the main reasons they're offering the free month subscription, so see that you can open the portal and participate in this meditation for free.
Yeah.
So anyway, www.robinalexis.com. You can easily sign up for the free subscription, and then you can do the Divine Right Partnering Meditation tonight at 7:30, or you can participate in the Mary Magdalene Wake Up Call Meditation Wednesday evening from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Okay, that helped. Oh, that helps.
My social calendar's filling up for the week. Now I have something to do tonight and something to do Wednesday night.
All right, very cool.
Exciting.
All right, so let's see. We'll get to the rest of that. How about shall we test the computer gear?
Sure.
All right. We'll do that. Let us take care of our advertisers and sponsors, which, of course, is the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us. And aren't we glad we have a computer now?
We are.
Yeah. I can shut up for a couple minutes. All right. Stay tuned, and we will continue more with Animal World straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings at her new time on Wednesdays at noon. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays at noon for your free on-air readings. Hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio on Thursdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150. And check Robin's new Reiki Healing Energy Portal at robinalexis.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, transforming your life and the lives of your animals. To learn more about animal health and well-being, go to NWSAM.com and check Pet Shop Talk. And for more information about animal massage classes or Reiki classes, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703.
There's nothing else like it on the dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Lola Michelin's in the house. She is the Director of Education for the Northwest School of Animal Massage. We will be talking about all kinds of neat stuff today, and we will open the phone lines. As soon as we get done with our follow-up and animals in the news, then we'll have open lines for the rest of the show, and you'll be able to call in. And if you have questions about massage, if you have questions about animal legislation, we're going to be talking about that, about aromatherapy, about essential oils, about the classes at Northwest School of Animal Massage. I mean, you name it. We'll have open lines. The only glitch will be with Sandy not here. And that there's no one to screen calls. So once again, it will be Art Bell time on Animal World. And you will call in. Gary will just put your line on hold. And you'll know that the line's been picked up when you hear the radio show playing in your phone. And you just hold on and we'll bring you up. You know, if Gary can slip into the other room and chat with you, he will. Otherwise, we'll just bring you up live on the show. Take our chances
that's right.
You're calling the place you intended to call. Because that's not always the case.
And we have an answer to your question.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we don't promise that either, but we'll probably know where to get it. And all right, so let's get to follow-up here. First follow-up, Lola, you might be interested in this. Last week was Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, and we had an email question from a gal that has a young Cocker Spaniel that has been developing juvenile cataracts. And the question, she was concerned that the cataracts may have been caused by the vaccinations that this dog had received. And although she was dealing, I found out since reading this email last week that she is dealing with very good veterinary ophthalmologists, and they have never seen a correlation between vaccines and these juvenile cataracts. Talking to Dr. Al Pluckner, he's never seen it either.
nor has he seen the development of cataracts necessarily related to the Pleckner syndrome and the endocrine immune imbalance, but can't rule it out either. However, he had a little tip. Dr. Howell has lots of great tips. You know, after almost 50 years in practicing veterinary medicine, you learn a lot of little great tips. So what he said one could try for dogs with cataracts is a zinc and vitamin C eye drop.
Wow, interesting.
And he said that he, you know, it was anecdotal, but had seen many cases of cataracts improving. And sometimes going away with the use of a zinc and vitamin C eye drop. So, of course, I said, well,
where do you get it?
Where do you get it? And he said the last time he had seen it was at Dr. Goodpet, which is online, www.drgoodpet.com. Well, long story short, I went home and talked to my Annie Golden retriever because we actually are going to the Animal Eye Clinic next week because one of her eyes is starting to get cloudy, so she's starting to get a cataract. So I got to get her in checked out, make sure she doesn't have a uveitis or something else going on. But knowing that her eye, if she's starting to get cataracts, I thought, well, I want to get this stuff. So I went home and I went to the Dr. Goodpet website, searched, and I found them. They still have these eye drops. They're called I-E-Y-E. I-C. I-C.
I-C.
I-C eye drops. And I ordered them. And I already have them.
Yeah.
So the website works great. Ordered online, I got it, and it just came yesterday, and we started Annie Golden on them yesterday, and Annie is the first one to say she doesn't like medication and doesn't want to mess around with stuff, but she did not, the eye drops say that they're soothing and comfort for the eyes, and she didn't have any problem with it.
Good.
It was just fine.
Yeah, because you'd wonder, like vitamin C sounds a little bit acidic for the eye.
But she seemed very comfortable with getting the eye drops, and so you do it twice a day, and we'll see. So
interesting.
Of course, I'm hoping for a miracle, and it'll be all gone by next Wednesday when I come to the ophthalmologist. It may not be that quick, and who knows if it'll help or not, but I'll let you know if it helps.
Worth trying, let me know.
Yeah, so it's IC, zinc and vitamin C eye drops, and you can get it at drgoodpet.com, drgoodpet.com. All right, next follow-up issue. We talked about the mama black bear and babies that were running around in the Magnolia area, and that the babies had been trapped last week and then released in the wild. Well, then mama bear was also caught, tranquilized, and released the same location, and hopefully is reconnected with the kids. So that's good news. Oh. Gary, you remember the lost alligator from last week?
Oh, my.
Oh, this was too funny. And I forget where it was. It was down in Florida somewhere. But a Department of Fish and Wildlife, you'll love this, Lola, officer, decided to take a 5-foot alligator to his daughter's show and tell at school.
Oh.
So he taped up the mouth and put it in the back of his pickup truck. Got to the school while the alligator escaped and jumped out of the truck and escaped. All right, well, the news, and the poor alligator, you know, his jaw was so they have to find him. So here's what I found this week. Officials believe they have found an alligator that escaped from a wildlife officer who brought the animal to his daughter's school for show and tell. The Florida Wildlife Commission says it thinks the 5-foot alligator is in a panhandle pond, but wasn't able to capture it yet. So at least they know the pond it's in.
I hope his mouth isn't still taped shut.
So hopefully by now they've actually captured it, because, the poor thing will starve to death with his mouth taped shut.
And we don't want
that. Just another reminder that children and alligators don't mix.
All right, one more follow-up, and then we'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors again, and we'll be back on time. How about that? All right, we've talked lots about the sea lions and the salmon, and the sea lions being removed. Almost put this in good news, but I didn't. And this is out of Seattle Times. Sea lions removed, but salmon toll rises. Of course, because the hot button was that Department of Fish and Wildlife authorized killing
some of the sea lions. So listen to this. This is kind of interesting. Killing or removing 25 California sea lions over the past 2 years has not reduced the toll on salmon at the base of the Bonneville Dam in the Columbia River. A new report from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers estimates sea lions are 4,960 salmon and steelhead this past spring. That's 2.4% of the fish passing the dam located near Cascade Locks in Oregon. That compares to an estimated 4,927, or 2.9% of the run in 2008.
So,
and while the number of California sea lions was down 54 this year compared to 82 in 08, the average number of salmon eaten by each one was up. So there were less sea lions, but they just ate more salmon.
Yeah. Less competition.
And stellar sea lions, 26 this year compared to 17 last year. So there more. There were more stellars. Okay. Sharon Young of the Humane Society of the United States said the numbers show that trying to restore salmon by killing predators does not work at a place like Bonneville Dam. Quote, you have to address the root issues causing problems for the salmon, such as dams, fishing, habitat loss, and irrigation withdrawals. So that's kind of the bottom line. So apparently the reason I said it was almost good news is that they killed a bunch, and it didn't make a difference.
Effect.
So maybe we'll be forced to deal with the issues that really...
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, I was down at the Ballard Locks watching the salmon at night, and there were two seals that had swum up, you know, by the locks and were fishing, and it was really kind of fun to watch, and it reminded me of all of that going on in the previous years down in Oregon. And it seems crazy that we would take the approach of killing them just because they're eating their natural food. Just so that we can have more of it.
But well, that would be the greed that we humans need to get back into
reassess
balance
a little.
Yeah. All right. Let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we'll be relatively back on time. We've still got some news, animals in the news, and, of course, the best good news about animals. We'll get to that next. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality natural foods, even if you feed raw food and home-cooked, the ingredients in those foods is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen. That begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Designing Health created the Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. The Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats. There is a Missing Link formula for dogs, one for cats, a vegetarian formula. You can feed to both your dogs and cats and other little critters like house rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, and the like. And there is a bird formula and a horse formula and a Missing Link Plus with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support. So ask for the Missing Link. Oh, and that's in a canine and equine formula. Ask for the Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to Designing Health. You can give them a call at 800-774-7387. That's 1-800-774-7387. Or visit them online, www.designinghealth.com.
Call the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors on traditional talk radio. Get ready for powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon on AM 1150, KKNW, and visit thedrpatshow.com.
Don't forget, this is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Today's pampered pets deserve a big apology. Pets are fed the same processed foods meal after meal, which they would never eat in the wild. Research continues to prove that the more we consume processed foods, the more health suffers. Over 25 years of Dr. Wysong's research has proven that pets suffer from the same degenerative diseases plaguing their human friends. Pets don't have a choice about what's put in their bowl, and their human caretakers have been led to believe that they're doing the right thing by feeding this way. Learn more about it at www.wysong.net. Wysong. on the Thinking Person's Pet Food.
Bringing you fresh perspectives every day. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
I was a little overeager in the middle there. That's what you get when the computer shut down for a while. It starts to take over when it comes back. Well, hello. Hey, everybody. I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're just getting back on track. We had a little computer snafu. Like, just died.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what, 3 minutes before we were due to go on the air? Something like that?
Trip back in time.
Yep. Lola Michelin is here from Northwest School of Animal Massage. We're going to be talking about all of that kind of stuff. But at the moment, we are in the middle of animals in the news. And let's get the animals in the news pile. Oh, got some sad news to start off with. I figure we get out the sad news out of the way. I was just totally shocked when I saw this article. What is this from Northwest Thursday section of the Seattle Times? And one of our own, a nationally known but local dog trainer, T. Mark Stover. Do you know him?
Okay.
Do you know him?
Not personally, but
He's certainly been around as long as I can remember. I did not know him well. I met him several times. I actually did a television show with him many, many years ago. He was kind of a controversial figure within the dog training community, but he had a lot of star quality clients like Ichiro and Starbucks, Howard Schultz. The sad news is that he is missing and presumed dead. This had nothing to do with the dogs and so forth, although it sounds from this article that one of his dogs was shot as well. But it was his ex-wife's boyfriend has been charged in connection with the slaying.
Oh, my gosh.
So how sad is that? Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I didn't know Mark well. But we had met on occasions, and I did a TV show with him at one point. But it's never fun when
always bad when we lose one of our own, but especially to such circumstances.
And I can tell you that even though he had a controversial reputation, I can tell you he was one of the very gifted ones in terms of his abilities to work with dogs. And I'll tell you, his energy and the way he worked, for me, is very reminiscent of the dog whisperer, Cesar Millan. Mm-hmm. They are very similar in the way that they work with dogs. And so I just want to say special blessings for T. Mark Stover and his family and friends and dogs and all of that. And we wish you well
on the other side.
Mm. Okay. Oh, well, here's another. More information. Furry housemates may get swine flu too. This is from the Seattle Times. This is what we have. Does the swine flu pandemic pose a threat to your pet? Yes, according to a new report from the American Veterinary Medical Association. A cat in Iowa tested positive for the H1N1 virus. And this is the first time a cat has been diagnosed with this strain of influenza. The 13-year-old domestic short-haired kitty was treated last week at Iowa State University College of Veterinary Medicine and has recovered. The virus has also been confirmed in two ferrets, one in Oregon and one in Nebraska. Unfortunately, they died. With the case of the cat, three people in the cat's household had flu-like symptoms prior to the cat getting ill. So it seems that the cat caught the swine flu from the humans.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, no evidence of the domestic animals transferring it back to humans, but it went one way. Probably can go the other way. The bottom line is, and pigs have been affected as well. I mean, obviously it is the swine flu. But the bottom line is, don't panic. Just, what was I? was Dr. Michael Fox. We were listening to Julie Forbes' show. What was saying? Let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. So feed yourselves and your animals well and take good care of yourself. And then just remember that if you do get flu-like symptoms, your animal friends might be able to pick it up from you. Because, you know, they might not. But so behave the same way with your animals as you would with other humans.
Yeah.
Don't spread your germs around. There you go. Okay, now we have some plain strange things. Now, this is interesting. Voters at a town meeting in Dudley, Massachusetts on Monday made it illegal to own more than 3 cats without getting a special license. The action was in response to a neighborhood feud over the 15 cats owned by a woman who says she plans to move to a more cat-friendly community. Dudley is about 60 miles southwest of Boston.
Huh.
So I guess you better watch out. If you live in a really small town and tick off your neighbors with too many cats, they just pass a law.
Yeah.
But you can't have them.
You might have to get a hoarder's permit.
Yeah. I don't know about this one. You have to make up your own mind, but there's a picture in the Seattle Times from Thursday. It's a little cat.
Oh.
And Meadow, a black Angus yearling calf from Okete, New Mexico, tries out her prosthetic hind legs at Colorado State University's Veterinary Hospital recently in Fort Collins. Meadow lost part of her legs due to frostbite. She returned home last month where she is running and making friends with goats, said Meadow's benefactor, Nancy Dickinson. So look at that. It's like that pony that had
a little bionic calf.
Two bionic rear legs.
Yeah. When I worked at the racetrack in Detroit, they had a stallion there that had a prosthetic leg. It was kind of interesting. You always knew it was him coming because he had that funny kind of gait.
Yeah, I'm not convinced we're serving a higher purpose there.
I don't know.
I'll leave that to you to decide. Now, here's another one. Blame the elephant. Now, how'd you like to have this driving experience?
Uh-oh.
An Oklahoma couple driving home from church late Wednesday nearly slammed into an elephant that had escaped from a nearby circus. Quote, didn't have time to hit the brakes. The elephant blended in with the road.
Wow.
Driver Bill Carpenter said Thursday, at the very last second, I said, elephant. Can you imagine? Carpenter, 68, said he swerved his SUV and ended up sideswiping the 29-year-old female elephant on US 81 in Enid, about 80 miles north of Oklahoma City. Carpenter and his wife were uninjured, but the 8-foot, 4,500-pound elephant was treated Thursday for a broken tusk and a leg wound.
I wonder if the zookeeper took him to his daughter's show and tell or something.
Well, it said escape from a circus. Which, if I had my druthers, we would no longer have live animals participating in circuses.
We'd help them all escape from the circus.
Yeah. So maybe that's a lesson there. All right. Okay. And now the last hoopla. This is quite interesting. And this is from the Seattle Times Northwest Monday section, November 2nd. Dog's eco footprint, a Hummer, study says. Did you hear about this?
I did not.
Thanks for killing the planet, dog owners. Well, that's a rough paraphrase of a New England study that claims a medium-sized dog leaves a larger ecological footprint than an SUV.
Wow.
In Time to Eat the Dog, the real guide to sustainable living, authors Robert and Brenda Vale argue that resources required to feed a dog, now this is including the amount of land needed to feed the animals that go into its food, give it about twice the ego footprint of, say, building and fueling a Toyota Land Cruiser, noting that a cat's paw print was roughly the equivalent to a Volkswagen Golf. Let's see.
Maybe we'll have to start paying our pet licenses according to their weight category.
The study apparently didn't take into account the emissions of either the SUV or the dogs.
there would be the switch in the study,
now, so
right?
This was in Monday's paper, and then I had to chuckle. because there was a little editorial piece, you know, one of those write in, a reader writing in, and I forgot to grab that and bring it in because it made me chuckle. The reader writing in the editorial section was saying, hey, come on, tell the truth and you're blaming dogs and cats. How about you really tell the truth and start figuring out the eco footprint for kids, human kids, because the real population problem is overpopulation and we really need to deal with too many kids and limiting families and all of that. So there you go. All right.
I guess the bottom line is we all contribute, so we have to make conscious choices to limit that contribution, including how we manage our pets.
Yeah. So there you go. Let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time this hour, and then we'll come back and finish off with the best good news about animals.
All right, on a better note.
Yeah. So stay with us. Animal World continues. Lola Michelin is here, and we're right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Canada Pet Foods is committed to providing you and your pets the highest standard of excellence for product quality, palatability, and customer satisfaction. They pride themselves on making only the highest quality, all-natural pet foods using the finest ingredients available. All of their products are made the Canada way with superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and they're naturally preserved. Discover for yourself and your pets the benefits of feeding Canada and Felidae all-natural pet foods. Go to www.canada.com for more information.
Canada Pet Foods is committed to providing you and your pets the highest quality, all-natural, human-grade holistic products using the finest natural ingredients available, including vitamins and chelated minerals. Canada products are made the Canada way with superior quality in every bag and can. 100% satisfaction guaranteed and 100% nutritionally guaranteed. Check out the new All Life Stages grain-free formula, 80% meat protein, 20% vegetables and fruit, and zero grains. Discover why dogs love Canada. Go to Canada.com for more information.
Darla Ruers wanted to be a veterinarian since the age of 5. Always an empath, natural healer, and visionary artist, Darla wanted to give a voice to the animals and be their advocate on the most gentle, heart-centered, true-feeling way. Her interest in shamanism, plant medicines, and diverse healing forms led her to open the Ancient Arts Healing Arts Center for Pets and People located in Fremont. There is a very tangible link between the symptoms we see in animals and the people they live with, and Dr. Ruers treats the animals, helping their caretakers bring awareness to their part in the wellness. Darla teaches Qigong and art meditation to the humans to help them help their pets. A licensed veterinarian in Washington, Dr. Ruers has been certified in veterinary acupuncture and has practiced alternative therapies on domestic and exotic species since 2002. She has been doing house calls and office visits in the greater Puget Sound area since 2005. For more information, go to ancientartsvet.com or call 206-547-1025. That's 206-547-1025.
Robin Alexis has channeled a new energy portal called the Mary Magdalene Reiki Healing Energy Portal. You can check out the information about this new energy portal on her website, robinalexis.com. Click on the large button on the right side of the website that says, "Are you guided by your higher self?" Click here to visit the sacred Reiki Healing Energy Portal. Your experience here will mend your soul's heart and recalibrate your senses to the divine. In addition to receiving access to the Mary Magdalene Reiki Healing Energy Portal, your subscription will include a copy of the ebook Robin Song. Access to the special priority forum for subscribers only to read and to post into, and access to the special calendar for subscribers only to learn about special meditation events that will only be for those who have subscribed. For more in-depth information, check out the Mary Magdalene Reiki Energy Portal on Robin's website, robinalexis.com. It's Robin's hope that future generations will continue to bathe in the light of this sacred Reiki Healing Energy Portal.
Listen live at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, Elmer.
Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. Thanks for being with us. Hope you join us every Sunday morning. We're here from 9 a.m. to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And Lola Michelin's in the house, Director of Education from Northwest School of Animal Massage, and we've got all kinds of stuff we're going to be talking about. We'll open up phone lines in the next hour. We have recovered from a computer crashing.
We think.
Yeah. So far, so good.
Yeah.
Could happen again at any time, but we hope not. And let's see, we have done all of our news. We are left with the fun part, which is the best good news about animals. Woohoo, and aren't we glad we have the computer back because we get sunshine.
We did. Because we're not getting any of it. Not so.
Well, we're... Let's see, look over there. We're looking west.
Just a tiny bit.
Now, doesn't that look like maybe a tiny bit of sunshine could peek through that crack over there in those clouds? There's a possibility, so... Yeah, Gary's looking at me like, okay, Pollyanna.
Yeah.
All right. So what do we got in the good news department? Oh, this is just a lovely story. And since it involves horses and a wagon,
yay,
I put it in. Now, this is from Thursday's Seattle Times. His journey is headed towards Seattle. Wagon ho! Horse's pace suits traveler just fine. And this is out of Priest River, Idaho. There is a man headed for Seattle right now who will tell you that you are moving too fast. He's traveled 7,000 miles in a covered wagon with a horse team for the past 3 years, relying on the kindnesses of strangers and a few friends. His speed? 3 miles an hour.
I love it.
He and his animals have endured torturous heat and biting cold and were nearly knocked to pieces in Nebraska by a commercial truck carrying a steel tower. Lee Crafton keeps going. He said because the journey has become his life. He'll say he's headed to Alaska via Seattle and San Francisco, but there's no real destination. Quote, I'm just going across America to visit with people, he said Wednesday. He plans to continue moving west, crossing the Cascades at Stevens Pass. So now if you're going over the pass, you'll recognize, you'll know who this guy is.
Yeah.
With the horse and wagon. Quote, I'm not here to raise money, he said. I'm not here to raise your social consciousness. The journey began in 2006 when Crafton left horse logging and ranching in Montana with almost nothing to show for 27 years of work. He had been diagnosed with lymphoma, he said, but didn't want conventional medical treatment. He wanted to see America. He hitched his Suffolk Punch draft horses. You know what they are.
It's my favorite draft breed. They're gorgeous animals.
Okay.
They're hardy. Very hardy.
Yeah. Okay. So he hitched his Suffolk Punch draft horses to a homemade wagon and headed east. His initial goal was to visit a childhood sweetheart in New England. Since then, he's gained friends, a lot of publicity, and a steady stream of donations. Crafton stays in touch by cell phone, laptop, and website. I'm going to give you the website, so grab your pens. He can be found online at www.leehorselogger.com. That's Lee, L-E-E, horselogger.com. Life at a horse's pace has its own satisfaction, he said. In this age of communication, we do not know how to communicate, and that's what this trip is about. This country is huge, and we move way too fast, he said. You have no idea what you are missing.
Aww.
Isn't that a lovely story?
Wouldn't you love to do that?
Yeah. Yeah, see, well, I'm not so sure I would. But I'd love to think about him doing it.
Yeah, there you go.
And I'd like to see him on the road and, you know, throw him a few bucks and say hi. So if you're crossing Stevens Pass and you see a guy in a wagon and draft horses.
Amazing.
They're Lola's favorite. And that would be Lee. Okay, next good news story. What is this? Oh, okay, dogs have their day of funniest TV. Dogs are a clear winner as the funniest animal, especially wiener dogs, chihuahuas, and pugs. Judging by payouts from the series America's Funniest Home Videos, which begins its 20th year. That's been on the air. It brings 20th year in November. Wow. And says that, let's see, in the show's first 19 years, 260 animal videos have won $2.2 million.
More than half those winners, 136, have been dogs for $1.4 million in prize money. There have been 34 cat champs making $210,000 and 22 birds sharing $115,000. Next comes the nutty part. Nine squirrels have shared $54,000. There have been multiple wins for raccoons, giraffes, goats, horses, monkeys, bears, hamsters, llamas, mice, praying mantises, and whales. Oh, in the one-time wonder category are the ant, bull, camel, chimp, deer, elk, ferret, fish, fly, frog, gorilla, guinea pig, kangaroo, lizard, orangutan, ostrich, ram, rat, rhino, sea lion, spider, snake, tarantula, and toad.
Oh, no zebras.
Not, and apparently not. But it sounds like it's worth entering your animal.
Maybe.
The funniest...
I wonder if all those squirrels are right now running around going, where did I put that money?
I don't think they got the money.
Oh.
They might have gotten extra peanuts, though.
Yeah.
Okay, now I put this in good news with a question mark.
Mm-mm.
Declawing ban.
Mm.
The Los Angeles City Council has given preliminary approval to an ordinance that would ban the declawing of cats. The unanimous vote Friday followed a similar action by the Beverly Hills City Council Thursday. A final vote in both cities is expected November 17th. Now, I'd be the first one to say that declawing our cat friends in general is cruel and abusive. And I don't recommend it and wouldn't do it.
Right.
But, you know, when we start passing laws and banning stuff, yeah, I mean, the first thing,
what's
next? And all these, I've never seen it. Well, yeah, what's next? But you also got to wonder, hopefully there would be verbiage in the law of some kind that, because I could see where declawing a cat might be reasonable to do if you've got a very aggressive cat, you know, maybe it's got the Pleckner syndrome and you're going to treat it and try to stabilize it, but it's kind of like removing the fangs sometimes,
right,
of aggressive dogs.
Be a case where it seems,
yeah, I don't know. I think it's mostly a good thing.
Good consciousness, though.
Yeah,
good that they're
certainly bringing to light that it is not a humane practice.
Right.
Okay, the winner, I love this. The winner of the best good news about animals is out of Miami. In a journey familiar to retirees but not sea mammals, Isla, the wayward manatee, flew south for the winter Thursday after being rescued from a chilly New Jersey creek.
Oh, my. She's a long way from home.
He's now lounging in a balmy 81-degree pool with a view of the Miami skyline, all the lettuce he can eat, and even some female companionship. Isla was flown south aboard a Coast Guard C-130 cargo plane after being rescued Monday from a small waterway between northern New Jersey and Staten Island, New York. He was huddling near an outfall pipe at a refinery to stay warm. The water temperature was 53 degrees. Well below the 68 degrees manatees need to survive. Isla has migrated in the summer as far north as Massachusetts in the last decade, but he dithered into New Jersey too long. He dithered in New Jersey too long this year. You know, we've reported on him every year. He's been up there, but he's managed to turn around and go back to Florida on his own. It took more than 30 rescuers and 7.5 hours to corral Isla in a 300-foot fishing net, drag him onto a muddy creek bed, and lift him by a crane onto a stretcher. Scientists took Isla to Marine Mammal Stranding Center in Brigantine, New Jersey, which cared for him until Thursday's flight. Quote, "We're very relieved," co-director of the center. "We spent a lot of days worrying about him." The 10-foot-long sea cow chowed down on crates of lettuce as he regained his strength.